I'm Miranda Kasten from the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, also called OSAC for short. Today I'm going to talk about the OSAC scholarship application process using the OSAC electronic application, commonly called the EAP, and talk with Kristen Vreeland, who recently completed her OSAC EAP. Before we get started with the interview, here are some important facts to know. The OSAC scholarship application process starts in early September with the distribution of materials to schools and public libraries. There are over 400 scholarships that you can apply for online using the OSAC EAP. You can compete for as many as 20 scholarships by using the EAP. The EAP can be filed online through www.oregonstudentaid.gov. However, if you cannot access the internet in your home or at your school, there is a paper option that can be mailed in. There are five major parts to the EAP: personal information section, the school information section, an activities chart, four personal statements, and the transcript section. If you are a high school student, your transcript needs to have grades for all coursework all years, from freshman year until the end of your first semester, trimester, or first two quarters of your senior year. Providing an incomplete transcript is the number one mistake made by applicants and can result in the rejection of your application. If you are a college student, your transcript must include all college coursework with grades and credits through the most recent or current fall term. Transcript credits must be itemized for any classes taken after high school. You can stay in touch on the progress of your scholarship application by tracking it online. Track the status online by logging on to your eStudent profile at www.oregonstudentaid.gov. If the status says valid EAP accepted, then you are complete, but if it reads EAP problem in red, correct the problem and submit by the deadline. OSAC will not follow up with you other than updating your online portal. You are responsible for tracking your EAP status online and making the necessary corrections by the final deadline. If you apply with a complete and error-free EAP by the early bird deadline in mid-February, you are automatically eligible for the $500 scholarship drawing. Once your EAP is submitted, you have the ability to log on and change your personal contact info, college choice, and major. You cannot add, subtract, or change the scholarships you applied for, your activities chart, or your personal statements. With us today is Kristen Vreeland, who recently completed the EAP. We're glad to have you with us today, Kristen.
Glad to be here.
How did you feel going through the application process?
I felt well organized. Based on how I answered questions, the EAP indicated the documents I needed. As I added scholarships, there were bright red reminders about the additional essays and references required. The EAP helped me figure out which documents were required and reminded me so that I did not forget anything.
Did you apply for only scholarships you felt you had a chance at getting, or did you apply for as many as you qualified for?
I am a busy mother who works full-time, so I chose to apply for one scholarship that required an additional essay and all others I qualified for that did not require anything extra. I know that fewer applicants apply if there is an additional essay required.
Did you use the EAP scholarship filters to find scholarships easier?
Yes. Since I am a GED student, it helped me weed out a lot of the scholarships that I was not eligible for. I also used the Control F feature to search for keywords.
How did you find out about the OSAC scholarship opportunities?
I found out about the EAP when I attended College Goal Oregon. My younger brother found out about the EAP through the Aspire program at his high school. OSAC also increases awareness through Facebook and Twitter.
Are you happy you had the opportunity to use one application for many scholarships?
Of course I am happy. I would not have had time to fill out seven different applications, and with the new Snap feature, I can save my information as an SDS file and use it to apply for other scholarships.
Will you apply in future years?
Yes. I intend to apply every year I go to college, and since I can start next year's application now, I will apply for more scholarships that require additional essays.
All right, and do you have any advice for future applicants?
Yes. Start early and submit by the early bird deadline. Apply for scholarships that require additional essays and upload your transcripts if you can.
Thank you, Kristen, for sharing your experience filing the OSAC EAP with us.
You're welcome.
Here are some final ideas to keep thinking about. Applications are created and refreshed each year online. You are responsible for making sure materials are received and errors are corrected by the deadlines. Make sure transcripts are correct. Many people run into errors because their transcript does not have the correct information needed. The only changes that can be made after submitting are changes to your personal contact info, college choice, and major. Apply for any scholarships you qualify for, even if you feel like you don't have a chance. You never know unless you try. Thank you for taking the time to learn about this important topic. If you would like more information, please log on to www.oregonstudentaid.gov. From all of us here at the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, this is Miranda Kasten. We look forward to helping you again soon.